was as I was walking into the restroom, and I guess there's a phenomenon from I've only seen it in older men who decide that it's easier to take a piss by hiking their shorts up and then pulling their dick out the bottom of the leg.
Really?
And then peeing. And I don't understand that. But yeah, so I saw that. But yeah, so I felt a little dirty-ish all weekend.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 128 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I have some voice letters to play for you. And also, I want to talk to you about a subject that's very close to me, vacation poop. Oh, Lord, y'all, I hope your Tuesday is going well. It is the Fat One, and I want to bring you up to date on a couple of things. Sunday, when I went down for rehearsal on the Biloxi Blues, which, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but it opens on the 12th of September and runs through the 28th. But anyway, I drove down King Street and just thought, oh, well, I'll just peek in and see how the Apple Store looks in the daytime, you know, and they close at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, so I thought, well, you know, it'll be calm again. Y'all, I went by there. The place was jammed, packed, and they had a police officer at the door and everything. I mean, it was jam-packed. Now, y'all, before I go any further, I know some of you listened to my friend Larry Cly, who went to the Apple Snack Store with me, and on today's show, he was complaining because he on his show, if you haven't listened yet, you can go over and click through the BFO. But on his show, he's always eating, but he was, oh, Lord, I've got a phone call coming in here. It's from Miss Kitty. Let's go ahead and take that on the line, shall we? Hi, Miss Kitty. You're on the air of the Big Fatty Online. Would you like to say hello to everyone?
Hello, everyone.
And what would you like to say to everyone other than hello?
Well, tell everyone we're going to go back to the Apples.
Oh, we are going to go to the Apple Store.
Yes, would you make us an appointment?
I can do that. When would you like to make that appointment for?
For the tax-free weekend.
Okay, just any time during the weekend.
Please do that.
Okay, I will be more than happy to set up a personal shopping appointment for you.
Please do that.
Okay, and you know, this is breaking news. I don't think you've ever appeared on the BFO, have you?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you did. You were on it in Palm Springs.
And probably in San Francisco.
Yeah, and there too. So, anyway. All right, well, I will do that, and I will get back with you, but I'm recording right now, and then I've got to get off to rehearsal, so it may be tomorrow before I'm able to do that.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Kitty.
Bye.
Bye. Well, y'all, that was Miss Kitty, and Miss Kitty is going to buy her a Mac. And so I'm going to assist Miss Kitty with that. We've got the tax-free shopping coming up this weekend, and that's going to save over $100 for Miss Kitty. Now, anyway, I was talking about Larry Cly. When you can click to his podcast from over at the BFO, but on his podcast, he is always eating, but y'all, on this latest show, he didn't eat anything. So what I thought I would do is I thought I would, because he said he's getting too fat, but, you know, I don't know if I believe that. But, y'all, I am going to eat for him today. I'm going to have an Entenmann's chocolate iced donut and a big glass of skim milk. So, if I'm eating while this is going on, you'll understand why. But this is my supper before I go to rehearsal. But, anyway, but the Apple Store was packed at 6 o'clock, at 5:15 on Sunday afternoon, and they closed at 6, so anyway, I thought that was interesting. Now, y'all, I have failed to mention another birthday in a timely fashion, and I apologize for that. But Mr. Eric West from the Beat San Francisco had a birthday on Sunday on the 27th, and Eric came to the listener meet and greet out there in the San Franciscos. Miss Kitty was there. And so, Eric, I want to wish you and all of my other straight listeners whose birthdays I may have missed, I want to wish you a very happy belated birthday. And it's not because Big Fatty didn't care. It's just he's old and fat. Now, y'all, let's, before I get into the subject of vacation poop, and that's a subject that I'm sure many of you will be able to relate to, I want to get into some voice letters, because I've gotten a few of them, and some of them are a little strange, to be quite honestly, so let's play them now.
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Fart jokes and shit jokes and big balls a hanging. Memory lane music and podcast explaining. Gay resort hotels all filled up with slings. Make Big Fatty's podcast my favorite thing. When my job sucks, when forums stink, when I'm feeling sad, I just put on my iPod that Big Fat podcast, and then I don't feel so bad. Thank you so much for your podcast and that wonderful idea to make an own version of Favorite Things. This is Peter from Atlanta, Georgia, and I terribly apologize if my singing sucked, but, well, that's what you get. So, talk to you later, and thanks so much for the show once again. Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Peter Potamus. Y'all, Peter Potamus from Atlanta does They Don't Know That I'm a Big Old Homosexual podcast over there. And, y'all, I am delighted that Peter decided to call and sing the song about his favorite things. And for Big Fatty to be featured as one of his favorite things, that is fantastic, is all I got to say. And, y'all, you're welcome to do that as well. You know, Julie Andrews sang that, and Big Fatty was singing her verses and all last week, but, you know, Peter, you don't need to apologize for your singing, because remember, Big Fatty sang it first.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Melanie. I've been listening to your show for about, I'd say, 2 months now. Got hooked on it from your kids because I listened to them first, and in fact, they prompted me to spawn my own podcast, so it's like a virus, what can I say? But I am listening to you, and in fact, I am on the road in eastern Oklahoma. I am heading from Dallas to Tulsa, and I downloaded a whole bunch of really cool podcasts, including all of the latest Big Baddies. And I'm listening to them, but I thought I would take a break and call you and say, yes, there is someone in a little red car in the middle of Bumblefuck, Oklahoma, listening to you right now, just so you know. Okay. Bye.
Well, thank you, Melanie. Just what Bumblefuck, Oklahoma needs is a big fat ass filling up the airwaves on the iPods. And I'm not quite sure where Bumblefuck, Oklahoma is, but I think it is just southwest of East Jesus, but I'm not 100% sure. And speaking of people that are just southwest of East Jesus, I got this call.
I love you. You love me. We're as fat can be.
Wee!
Oh, my God. Y'all, if you want to call in and sing the Barney song, you are more than welcome to do that. I have no fucking idea who that was, but, you know, God love you for calling in and changing the words to the Barney song to the Big Fat Barney song. And on that, I'm going to have another little bite of the chocolate donut here. It's not crunchy or anything, but maybe I can slurp the skim milk. Pretty good. Okay. And speaking of people who like to slurp the skim milk, here's Straight Bob from Australia.
Hello, Big Fatty. Straight Bob here.
Cunt Hunt.
Or the media whore, whichever one you want to call me.
Cunt Hunt.
Big Fatty, listen to your podcast on Monday, and I was wondering what this word hammered is.
Cunt hunt.
As I recall, when I used to live in Boston, as I grew up there and left, we used to call it hammered.
Cunt hunt.
Thanks, buddy. Meow.
Cunt hunt.
Oh, dear sweet Lord, y'all. Straight Bob with a meow at the end. I think he must be on the cunt hunt. I'm not sure. But it sounds like it. And Straight Bob, you just be the media whore that you want to. It will be just fine with me. I don't have a Southern Hemisphere media whore. So you can be the official media whore and get hammered. Hammered. Anyway, and speaking of people who like to get a hammer.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's your favorite illegitimate child, Princess Hannah. I just listened to two of your shows today, trying to play catch up, and I felt the need to call and represent. I understand everybody has this deep fascination with the iPhone, but can we get over it now, please? I'm sorry, I tried it, and it just drove me crazy. But I got a brand new phone, the Motorola V9. Oh, sweet. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love this phone. And it's really cool because I can touch buttons and stuff. But I just liked it because it's also purple, which, as I'm sure you know, is the color of royalty, which, of course, I am, and the color of insanity, which I also, unfortunately, am as well. But I just felt the need to call and represent because all anyone ever talks about is the iPhone this and the iPhone that, and good heavens, get over the iPhone, please. Thank you. And I also wanted to say how much I love you. You've taken a special place in my heart from when my best friend decided to move down with his boyfriend in the Tambas and left me all alone. I get my daily fill of snarkiness by listening to you, and I'd love you for it. I hope all is well. Take care. Bye.
Well, thank you, Princess Hannah, and I'm afraid I'm not going to get over the iPhone because Big Fatty is going to have an iPhone. That's just all there is to it. But you can call and be as snarky and purple as you want, because you know who else is purple is Barney, and Barney's already called in and sang today. And, you know, Princess Hannah asked me a couple of weeks ago, she was going to go to the New Yorks, and she was asked for her birthday coming up in August. And, by the way, before we forget, I am going to designate this Friday, August the 1st, as Random Act of Kindness Day. So on Friday of this week, I want each of you to do a random act of kindness to someone, and they don't have to know that you did it. It's just a random act of kindness, whatever you want to do, and then I want you to call me over the weekend and tell me what you did as your random act of kindness, and you know, we will just share some of those stories and some of the happy faces that you caused with your random act of kindness. But anyway, Princess Hannah is going to New York, and she had asked me to request, no, she didn't, she requested that I suggest, oh, sweet Lord, that I suggest a Broadway show for her to go see while I'm there, and I had suggested the Mary Poppins, and then I played in the background a little clip from Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and it was sort of kind of the normal Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but y'all, now I want to play just kind of the end of the London cast version of that, and I just want you to hear how it is a little different. Like, for instance, in the Julie Andrews show, it when she said it backwards, it was Docious Alley Expeditious Fragicalorupus, but this is how it was on the London recording, and then I want you to listen to how the song ends up. Here we go.
Like this. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you say it softly, the effect can be hypnotious.
Check your breath before you speak in case it's halitosis.
Oh, but.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Backwards. We shall still be good alive. Sipsy gets a legar for the creepers.
She may be tricky, but she's bloody good.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word, and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out the those 18 consonants and 16 vowels as well, and put them in an order which is very hard to spell.
SUPERCALIFRAGILIDOCIOUS
Never clogs.
Y'all, Mary Poppins on stage is the best show Big Fatty has ever seen in his life. And y'all, in Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, every time they spell it out, there is a different hand movement or a little kick or something like that. There's a dance movement or something that goes along with every letter. So if you can just see these people... it's almost like spelling out YMCA, but I mean, it's much more intricate than that. But y'all, it is just amazing to see Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And as we all know, Docious Ali Expeditious Fragicalirupus has been replaced, and Big Fatty can't say it the new way. Now, speaking of things that Big Fatty can say, and probably shouldn't say, but y'all... When I got back from the Myrtle Beach over the weekend, by the way, over the weekend, the horror group, we raised $693 with the Tiara Horror up in Myrtle Beach and the basket raffle here in Charleston. A total of $693, which was not bad at all. But y'all, whenever I travel and I get home, I'm coming up the elevator here in my apartment building. And y'all, as that elevator gets closer and closer to my floor, my sphincter begins to pinch and pinch that much more, because y'all, it is like it's like the best laxative on earth. When I get home from a vacation, I have to open the door, pull everything in, leave it in the middle of the living room floor, and y'all, I have to run to the bathroom, because if not, I am going to have a colonic explosion in my underpants, and then, you know, they would have to be burned. But y'all, do you have the vacation poop like that, where as soon as you get home, it's like, okay, everything needs to be released? And I mean, and y'all, it happens all the time. I know that it's not all in my mind. It's really all in my colon. But anyway, call me and let me know if you have the vacation poop problems as well. It's not really a problem, I guess. But if you have those little episodes or whatever. And y'all, I'm totally out of voice letters again. I don't know what's happening. You know, if you're going to be one of the cool kids, you better just dial 206-337-1438. And you better be back here tomorrow for Hump Day. B-I-G-F-A-T-T-Y-O-N-I-L-E. Oh, Lord. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.